about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this story says states can't keep their doctors from moving out. Of course they can't. All right, doctors are fleeing. They're fleeing. They're crossing the border. They're trying to figure out where they could work, right, with all the Medicaid changes and Medicare changes, of course. All right, well, we'll try to see how your state is faring. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Where am I? I'm in the Dr. Dahlia Studios. That's where I am. I'm still practicing in my state. I'm still practicing. I'm not going to go anywhere. I love the state of Nevada. You know, I grew up basically the tri-state area, California, Nevada, Arizona. We call it the kind of like the Bermuda Triangle, except, you know, you find your way. So I kind of grew up in the Southwest. So I haven't left. I haven't left. But, yeah, I you know, it's hard to keep your doctor. States, especially some of the states with more rural. We're going to talk about that. Got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Apparently, a few people might have been exposed to hepatitis C. Definitely one has, when a human error led to a hepatitis C infected transplant. So we're going to talk about that. I don't know why that still happens, really, with all our technology, really. I guess these now urinal games that are coming out where you could actually pee, you know, play while you pee, right? It's to help people's boredom. Apparently people get bored peeing. Really? You can't get through a pee until you get bored? It's true. If you really think about it, right, what do people do when they go to the bathroom? They bring their smartphones. They play a game. They keep themselves busy. You can't even now go into a bathroom. I mean, imagine people in the olden days going into a WC. You just went into the WC. You know, maybe you read the paper to help you go. But honestly, to pee, you don't need to keep yourself occupied. Watch the pee. That should occupy you. Watch the pee. All right. I'm going to talk about that. All right. Also, I'm going to talk about this. These fake doctors. Another one pretended to be a doctor to liposuction somebody. The only problem is I think he clogged the toilet, throwing the fat into the toilet. Then a woman who didn't want her husband to leave on an airplane because she thought he was going to go to his mistress. Called the airline and said he has a bomb. So that caused some hysteria. So you can see a lot of interesting stuff to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize if I don't sound as chirpy or squeaky or annoying because I'm kind of battling some strep throat. So I've been drinking this organic throat coat tea, and oh my gosh, it works. This stuff really works. So I'm feeling better. It just, you know, my voice again, you know, I'm not going to be able to sing. I know. Y'all like to hear me sing off key. I know. Sorry, no singing. All right, but let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. I apologize. I think I have a couple left that I haven't gotten to. I'm usually really, really good at that. It's just, you know, with the holidays, it's been busy, so I apologize. But I am going to try to get to each and every one. I know some of you are trying to set up the Alaskan cruise. I think that's great. What a great Christmas present or New Year's present. I know. All right. So don't worry. Once a travel agent is back in town, set that up. And of course, please follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Throughout these holidays, you're getting your up-to-date medical updates because I am addicted to the computer, right? And addicted to the news. News doesn't sleep, right? News doesn't take a holiday. So you will get the news, right? All right. We were talking about how Prince Philip, who's married to the Queen, right, and of England, possibly had a heart attack and had to have a cardiac stent, you know, and that it looks like he's doing good. He's 90 years old, doing good. But, you know, things happen day to day to day. I want to give you guys the most up-to-date information. All right. So what else is up to date? What's going on here? Nevada brothel to open a sci-fi themed hooker house. Oh, did you guys hear about this? All right. A lot of men really fantasize about that Star Trek green alien woman, right? I guess Captain Kirk slept with a green woman or something, right? Right. Well, I guess, you know, to cater to people with their sci-fi fantasies, a brothel in Southern Nevada is going to make an Area 51 alien cat house. All right. Let me see. The Dennis Hoth, I guess he's a reality TV star. He's from the HBO show Moonlight Bunny Ranch. I don't know. I don't watch it. Apparently, he purchased a site northwest of Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. I better not see this, right? He plans to transform the old Cherry Patch brothel and adjoining gas station, bar, and convenience store to the Area 51 Alien Travel Center. Apparently, Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss, right, is going to take care of costumes and the decor. Are you kidding me? Oh, please. It's just south of the area formerly known as the Nevada Test Site. Oh, that's going to be good. It's going to feature merchandise featuring the little green people and staff at the center, and the women in the brothel will wear alien costumes. Does that turn guys on, really? I mean, I can understand the whole Return of the Jedi outfit that Princess Leia wore. I could get that. I understand that. What else? Alien. I don't know. I can't think of any alien movies where somebody looks sexy. I really don't. I don't know, but that's what you're into. That's what you're into, I guess. All right. So, I guess, alien, you know, I just reported. I don't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Just absolutely ridiculous. You know, I actually visited one of these because I was doing a report on STDs for our class in medical school, and we had to do a slideshow. So we showed how you could get, STDs from, you know, heterosexual sex. We had a picture of homosexual sex, even though we were dressed, you know, we looked like we were in bed, right? Right. And then we did a, picture of, prostitutes getting that. So I went to the brothel that was it's like the Mustang Ranch, and I stood by the I was on the outside of the gate, and I, you know, was dressed up as a hooker for our slideshow for medical school. It was our slideshow, and you know, people started to come up to me and ask, you know, I was like, oh no, let me get out of here, and I got out. I was all freaked out. I was a little bit skinny douches, but hey, you know what, we got a B minus, or was it B plus? We got a B plus on that. It was a good report, because you know, we had a lot of visual aid. You have to have visual aid. You can't give a 20-minute presentation about visual aid. So I was the hooker. I was the I wasn't a part of the homosexual sex picture, or the one with bestiality, but I was in the one with the heterosex picture. Yeah, but you know what? We made our point, and we taught people and students how to get STDs. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, I apologize for having my voice a little bit raspy today. I know it's got to be annoying. I hate hearing people, but, you know, I listen to other radio hosts, I can tell. I listen to a lot of talk radio, so I'm like, oh, man, he's got a sore throat. You know, she's got, you listen to it, and it's pretty apparent, but I had my cold throat tea, and it's really good stuff. Okay, so it looks like now three possible people have been infected because of a Kentucky man who the donor actually had, from what I understand, negative hepatitis C antibodies. The hepatitis C DNA test was negative. They transfer the organs, they do the transplant, and then they find out, dough. So three now have contracted hepatitis C from an infected donor. Another possible 14 recipients of musculoskeletal grafts. All right, they have tested negative, but they still need to wait and see. And, you know, people are like, how does this happen? Two adults and a child now, right, infected with possible hepatitis C. In this day and age, how does it happen? Well, I think, you know, there is some laziness and, you know, possibly some stupidity. But, you know, there's a couple ways to test for hepatitis C. One is the antibodies, and one is looking for the actual DNA. And if that, you know, antibodies are negative, I mean, I'm not sure the screening process and if it's a national protocol that they should follow. But I'm under the impression you screen, you do the hepatitis C screening, and you also do antibody screens. Because remember, your antibody test, just like with HIV, sometimes it can take months for it to come up positive. So if you don't have time to wait months, you do the DNA. And the DNA, usually within a few days, when we're talking about hepatitis C. So now they're saying that they did the DNA, but it was misread as negative. Okay, that's kind of odd. You know, I mean, I can understand it not being, I mean, I'm not saying I can understand, but, you know, usually if there's a goof like this, maybe it wasn't done. But for someone to misread it, you know, you're like, huh, what? So pregnancy tests are kind of easy to misread, the urine pregnancy test. You know, if you don't let it sit long enough, or if you let it sit too long, those could be misread. But really, really, you misread the hepatitis test. So, but one thing you want to keep in mind is whenever we've talked about stories of people getting exposed to STDs and contracting it, I think we were talking about the porn industry and how somebody had been infected with HIV because there was an HIV, what do you call it in porn? Are they actors? They're called actors, right? Yeah, colleagues, whatever. All right. And they said, look, we tested everybody, and 4 weeks later, they all went to work. 4 weeks later, all right, the HIV test may not turn up positive for 6 months. Just because you're negative now doesn't mean jack diddly squat. And they should know that. When I saw, like, 4 weeks isn't enough. Anytime we get stuck by a needle in the health profession, we do our hepatitis C and our HIV testing, and then we have to do it 6 months later. Because, again, the test may not show anything. So it's halfway. It really is halfway. Okay, so another thing done halfway are these breast implants, these PIP implants we were talking about over the last few days. French company, I guess, was using a cheaper form of silicone, right, in the PIP implants. Now, France has said today that they will actually pay for the removal of the breast implants. All right, so when you first hear that, you're like, oh, great, there's 30,000 women, yay. 30,000 women in France possibly carrying around these silicone implants with the risk of rupturing and getting the silicone within their bodily tissues. Also, thousands more in Britain, Italy, Spain, Portugal, other countries in Europe, South America, apparently now are starting to investigate and seeing who has these implants. From what I understand, none were sold in the U.S., so I think so far so good. Apparently the company tried to sell saline implants, didn't go. So far so good, nobody in America. So France is going to pay for the removal of the implants. Well, that's wonderful, all right? But they're not going to pay for new implants. So a lot of these women are a little upset because, okay, you know, like, wait a second, okay? You can't just take out the implants. I want my implants. I mean, some of them are breast cancer survivors, and some of them, you know, they did it for cosmetic, of course. And so I don't know how this is going to fly. You know, it's kind of like half the job. Now, some people are probably going to say, you know what, to heck with this. Just take out the implants. I'll wear a padded bra. I don't know. But for anybody that's had an implant, you take it out, there's a deformity. There is. You know, the breasts may not look equal. They're going to be soggy and saggy. That happened to me after my second pregnancy. What am I saying from an implant? Nature does that to you as you age. But anyway, so that's going to be interesting. Who pays for the new implants? And like we talked about the other day on the show, that's not a fun surgery to have. Okay, I've never had implant surgery, but I had something close, right, because I had some issues. And issues, I have a lot of issues, don't I? I do. Sorry, Dr. Dahlia has a lot of issues. But these surgeries, it takes a lot, you know, time off work, scarring. You're also going through the risk of anesthesia, going through the risk of surgery. I mean, not to scare anybody, surgery and anesthesia have been safe, but still, you're taking on that extra risk. You're going through, you know, you could still get infection. You could still get cosmetic deformity. This is a big deal. It is a real big deal, especially now, you know, multiple countries now are looking for women that have possibly had these done. Remember what I told you all on previous shows? Anytime you have an implant or a stent or a hip replacement, know what was put into you, okay? Either just get a copy of the surgical note or have the surgeon write it down for you so you have it. Because anytime there's a recall, right, there was a recall a while back on these hip replacements, the ball and socket, you need to know what you have, right? And that's got to be frustrating. Now, usually the company is supposed to notify you or the doctor is supposed to notify you. But just in case that doesn't happen, it's nice for you to know. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, I say crazy a lot on this show, but it blows my mind that somebody could do something so halfway. It's ridiculous, and it puts people at risk. I mean, you know, cutting corners. Everybody wants to cut corners, cut costs. You can't be doing that when you're dealing with implants or anything. You really can't be dealing with anything. I can't think of anything you really should be cutting corners on. Really. You know, in toys. You can't cut corners on toys. You know, we were talking about, you know, toys the other day and how noise, a lot of these toys, the noise is so high that it could cause hearing loss with these kids. Like, I guess that Rock Elmo toy or whatever, Let's Rock Elmo or whatever. Apparently, you know, 85 decibels is supposed to be the limit, and Let's Rock Elmo or Rock Me Elmo or whatever, Bang Me Again to the Garbage Can Elmo, 95 decibels. So didn't anybody check? Isn't anybody doing decibel testing or hearing checking? You can't halfway things. And then I was flipping through the news channel. I can't find the article, but I guess Consumer Reports was saying, have your children stay away from toys that smell like shower curtains. Don't you love the smell of shower curtains? Yeah, don't you love it? Right. But they say, you know, there's chemicals on these toys. And if the toy smells of shower curtains, get rid of it. Now, again, I can't find the site. I want to look for that because I want to find exactly what the chemical is and what the fear is, of course. But just, you know what, you have to, from what I understand, assume something's done halfway. You have to. You know, it was my husband's, my anniversary, right, a few days ago, and he still hasn't gotten his gift. It was supposed to be an email gift. Still not, really? That was supposed to be done instantaneously, right? Correct email. No, my credit card. I have credit still on my credit card. No, it wasn't. No. So what's going on? Well, you know, we know there's a lot of scams going out there with credit card. Gift cards. We were talking about that the other day. Gift card scams. If your gift card doesn't work, it's because somebody in the store grabs the number, right? They write it down and they wait for you to activate the card after you buy it. Once it's activated, you may give it to somebody and it may not be used for a few days. So that gives them plenty of time to use the number, go online, use the number, and purchase with it. So gift card scams happen all the time. It's ridiculous. Okay. All right. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come up on break, why are people so bored that they need to now have urinal video games? We've talked about that. And it looks like there's a Motrin recall. Johnson & Johnson have had a bad year. Looks like there's a Motrin recall. We'll talk about why. Looks like we need to really get our kids' weights down because that's also putting them at risk for asthma. And then I want to talk about the student who tricked Harvard into accepting him and giving him financial aid, right? Yeah, no, he's not illegal. He's not an illegal immigrant. He's, yeah. So when we come back from break, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And also don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, go to our website at Dr. Dahlia for emails. We are going to be back in just a few minutes. Please don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. And spotted with strep today. My kind of all spotty in my throat and my tongue. I tried to make the whole S thing work. I'm sorry. I wanted S to be the letter of the day. Sorry. All right. I got some other S words, but I just, it's the way I feel and I can't say it. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So this just in, you know, the big, it's, I don't want to say it's a recall of formula, but you know how thousands upon thousands of stores have been taking off the Enfamil newborn formula off the shelves when they heard there was a possible death related to it? Well, the coroner now has examined the Missouri newborn and said, no, the death does not appear to have been linked to the formula. Even though initial hospital tests had said it was, the coroner says, no, he does not think it had anything to do with the formula. So it was supposed to, you know, they still don't know why, but originally the hospital thought that it was a rare infection caused by a bacteria sometimes found in dried milk and powdered formula. So I don't know if they were talking about Listeria or what they were talking about, but they still haven't given us a name because they probably still haven't been able to isolate what possibly did it. But now they're saying they don't think it was the Enfamil newborn formula after it's all been pulled and everybody's been freaked out. But you know what? I like the idea of, you know, let's be cautious. Let's just wait and see, you know, because this is spooky. Very, very spooky. All right, also, what's this? Okay, so a woman apparently called in a bomb threat to prevent her husband from getting on a plane from Los Angeles to Atlanta. All right, apparently their marriage was kind of on the rocks. She thought he was going to visit his mistress. So in a last-ditch attempt to save her marriage of 30 years, Joanna Woolfolk called AirTran Airways on November 27th and said her husband was carrying a bomb. All right, we're getting this from Daily Mail. Oh, geez. All right. And then, of course, the husband, who was intercepted at the airport, explained he was having marital problems. And now the wife is being charged with providing false and misleading information. Okay, of course, she broke down in tears saying, oh, I didn't want to hurt anybody. I just thought he was cheating on me. Yeah, and of course, you know, he's like, let me get away from this woman. Yeah, she said that she's caring for her dying mother, and it's been so stressful. She believes he was having an affair and was boarding the flight to meet the woman. Well, this is what you do. Okay, I mean, you don't try to bring down the plane and get the FBI involved. You don't do that. You throw out all the stuff. You think he's cheating. Okay, confirm it. And then kick him out of the house. All right? Don't mess up everybody else's flight. Get the FBI involved. They got enough to do. What are you doing? All right. Speaking of people that are driving other people crazy, a Delaware man who faked his way into Harvard has been sentenced to a year in prison, good, for violating his probation by putting the university on his resume. The probation department said Adam Wheeler was sentenced Friday. Prosecutors said the 25-year-old Wheeler got into Harvard and obtained about $45,000 in financial aid by falsely claiming he attended elite schools, including MIT. Last year, he was convicted of identity fraud and sentenced to 2.5 years in prison and 10 years probation. And he has already served a month in jail awaiting trial. The attorney acknowledged that Wheeler violated probation by representing himself as a Harvard graduate, but he said it was due to financial pressure after losing his job. What is this guy doing? First of all, how does Harvard miss this? I mean, when I tried to go to college, they needed my high school transcripts. Then when I went into medical school, they needed my college transcripts. You need transcripts. You can't really fake that. I mean, unless you have somebody, you know, kind of high up at the crime scene that could falsify an MIT transcript. But, I mean, these people, I'm sure Harvard knows what an MIT transcript looks like. Crazy. $46,000 of financial aid. See, at first I thought this possibly was an illegal immigrant, but no. No, yeah, I know. They don't get arrested. They get to go. I know. What was that? There was a special talking about kids that have, you know, were snuck in illegally that have been living here, right? They're going to college, and one was at Harvard, you know, and she's at Harvard, and she was crying because she was going to get kicked out of the country, you know, and she had worked so hard, and everybody was feeling sorry for her. You know, I'd like to go to Harvard. You know, I'd like our tax-paying citizens, you know, to go to Harvard. I mean, I wouldn't expect to go to another country, right, sneak in illegally, not walk around with any sort of papers, right, and get mad, of course, if somebody asked me for papers, think it was racial profiling, you know, and think that I could go to one of the top schools in that country. What kind of chutzpah is that? You know, I mean, if you're here illegally, you lay low. You lay low. You don't squeeze another person out of a Harvard spot and then get ticked when you're going to get kicked out. Duh. What do these people expect? That's what blows my mind. What blows my mind is the expectations people have. They think they're going to get free medical care. They think they're not going to be questioned for papers, and you're here illegally. Yeah, you know, that's what blows my mind with this whole, you know, Sheriff Joe thing from Arizona. And I guess the FBI now is grilling him. Feds are grilling him now. I mean, I've always been told that if I ever go to a foreign country, I better have my papers on me at all times. Because if I don't have my papers, I could get in trouble, right? And then if I don't know where the consulate is, that's what we were always told. And I never had money to go out of the country. I think I went to Israel once. I think I went into Tijuana once. But I got to tell you, I had my papers on me at all times. When you're in a country, they have a right to know who you are and if you're allowed to be there. And they're allowed to ask for identification, so you carry it. I carry my driver's license around. I live in America. I'm an American citizen. I pay taxes. I was born here. But I carry my driver's license around because when a cop pulls me over and he asks for my driver's license, I have to give it to him. If not, I get a ticket. So, you know, and I know there's more to it. You know, you could be arrested and you could be this and that, this and that. Yeah, I understand. I know there's an issue, but, you know, it just blows my mind. I mean, what we can't do in other countries, people expect to be able to do here in America. Why? Because we're so nice. We're so nice. Right? We're all caffeined out and high on Mountain Dew and junk food. And, you know, we're all rich. No. No, that's not the way it is. And just, I guess people expect, they expect too much. Okay, so it looks like TSA expects to take a bite out of your goodies. Apparently a gentleman was, traveling over the holiday, and his mother-in-law put in a chocolate cake into his bag. And when he came home and opened it up, a big, huge chunk, we're talking like, I would say, maybe 25% of it was taken out. So they believe that the TSA agents took a slice of his cake and ate it. All right. This is out of Palm Beach. Now, of course, the TSA official of Palm Beach said they're now going to look at the videotape footage and see who could have possibly ate the cake, although they deny it. Yet the victim, Joe Maltese, was very upset that his mother-in-law's cake was partially eaten. The TSA ate my cake. Chocolate cake. You know, he's kind of cool. You know, I don't see any mother-in-law jokes. I don't see him ripping on the mother-in-law's cake. So it sounds like a good boy to me. He's a good boy. Plus, I like the name Maltese because I like little Maltese dogs. Yeah. TSA agents, really? Really? You're going to eat our cake? Well, remember there was that reporter who had a sex toy in her carry-on bag? And the TSA agent wrote a note like, get your freak on or something. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's disgusting. But why is she carrying a sex toy in the carry-on? What, you know, why did she think she needed it on the flight? I mean, you think anything private that you don't want people to look at, you would put in your suitcase. Do you really have to travel with a sex toy? People travel with. I mean, I have some Band-Aids, you know, in my purse, maybe some tampons, some deodorant. That's, I mean, not very exciting. No chocolate cake, no sex toys in my bag. So I'm sure the TSA is pretty upset with that. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come up on break, going to talk about now this Motrin tablet recall, this doctor who pretended to be another doctor, or not a doctor, a man pretending to be a plastic surgeon performing liposuction. There's a lot of them out there. A lot of them out there. And a carjacker tries to steal a car, but when he gets into it, it's a stick shift. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're talking now. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Happy holidays to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Christmas. And I know New Year's coming up. Can't wait. Can't wait. Boy, I can't wait for 2012. All right, so what's going on here? How are states keeping doctors from moving out? Right now they're saying, these are the numbers. For every 100,000 people in 2010, there were 258.7 active physicians. 0.7. Who makes the 0.7? All right, 259. Let's say 260. 260 physicians. 260 for 100,000 people. That's not enough. Okay? Expect that number to drop. They say in individual states, the ratios can range anywhere from about 400 physicians to as low as 176 per 100,000 people in Mississippi. Apparently, Massachusetts has the highest of 415.5 physicians per 100,000 people in Massachusetts. On average, they say only 39% of U.S. physicians practice in the same state where they went to medical school. Well, I'm one of them. I went to medical school in UNR. I did my last year at UCLA in California, but when I matched for residency, I matched back in Vegas. You know, they knew who I was. They liked us. They rated. They put me at the top of the list, and I, with your match, depending on where you rank and where they rank you, I ended up back in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I've been practicing here. But many people don't. If they go to school in the Midwest, if they go to school in certain underserved areas, many leave. And they end up, because again, they want to find, they want to get bigger salaries. I mean, you know, we were talking in the previous hour about how these nurses on strike with these California hospitals are averaging $136,000 a year. All right. Whereas the average RN salary could be anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000. And so, you know, people were saying, well, remember, San Francisco has higher cost of living. We're talking about Northern California. And that is true. And still, $136,000 is nice, but you're, you know, that is true. So, you know, many people, they want to go where the money is. Remember, you have student loans you need to start paying. You have to start paying your student loans. You don't have to pay them in residency when you're making $1.50 an hour working. Well, it's not 36-hour shifts anymore. I think they're 24-hour shifts, which may be changing. But I think I average, I think 1 week I was making 99 cents an hour. I mean, that's how much we calculated it out with all the call I had to do. Oh, and then I was on during daylight savings change. So I had to do that extra hour. You know, everyone gets an extra hour of sleep, but I can't go home till 6 o'clock the next day. And so 6 o'clock was really 7 o'clock, but because we put the clocks back to give everybody an extra hour of sleep, I had a 37-hour shift. That was horrible. Horrible. That was probably the week I made 99 cents an hour. But it's difficult. You know, how do you convince people? I guess I think they were talking about Iowa is one of the several states that's below the national average, only retaining 22% of its medical school graduates. I think Iowa's a gorgeous state. I drive through Iowa all the time when I do the Kansas City-Omaha trip. You know, I got family in Omaha, family in Kansas City, so we do the drive. I love it. Love the cornfields and all that, but no, I live in a city. I mean, it's not a huge city, but I live in a city. And I have to admit, when I got out of medical school, it was actually fairly easy. Now, true, that was when we were coming out of the recession and the economy started to grow. So I didn't really have to market too much. You know, yeah, I had to make money. I moonlighted. I was still working in an ER. I was still working in a quick care. So I moonlighted, you know, to make ends meet. And my husband was starting out, but it got to the point when the economy was booming. Vegas was one of the states where the economy started to boom. But again, I was in a city, so I was pretty grateful for that. So I guess, you know, more and more, these states have to come up with some sort of incentive program. Either some states are thinking about repaying part of the student loans. You know, some are trying to be more competitive with salary. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, debt relief is nice. It's nice. And, you know, but rural medicine, a lot of people are a little nervous about rural medicine. You know, rural medicine I thought was fun, right? When I was in a city that didn't have a lot of MRIs and supplies, it's good because you really have to use your five senses, even your sixth sense. But from a liability wise, it's hard. You know, when I was doing ER and urgent care in Bullhead City, I had to keep shipping to Kingman. And when I was doing ER in Lake Havasu, I kept shipping patients to Phoenix. You know, I mean, I was like, this is what you need. You know, so we add Vegas. I would ship people back to Vegas. So, and it was nerve-wracking because you're thinking, okay, can this person live long enough to handle the flight or handle the hour-and-a-half drive? It was tough. So it's, my only problem is, you know, they're talking about pay. They're talking about, you know, being rural versus not. But this one particular article that I'm looking at out of amednews.com, okay, amednews.com, amednews, they're not talking about the Medicare changes. And doctors, you know, I had a patient actually today come in. It's a wife of a patient saying, look, I can't find a doctor to take me. Nobody wants to take Medicare. Even the doctors on the Medicare list, they don't want to take Medicare. You know, and it's sad. I really feel bad for you guys. I mean, I don't know where you're going to find doctors later. People do not want to deal with Medicare as a doctor, even as a patient. All right. Well, this one isn't even a doctor. All right. So a gentleman in San Francisco had no medical license, performed liposuction on a woman while smoking a cigar, then flushed 6 pounds of fat that he removed down the toilet. His name is Carlos. I don't have my reading glasses. Guzman Garza, 49 years old, arrested Thursday for allegedly posing as a physician assistant to perform cosmetic surgery on the woman and treat her daughter for acne. He was accused of opening a bogus clinic on Mission Street called the Derma Clinic. The Derma Clinic. He didn't even finish. He didn't even finish the sign. Dermatological Clinic. Derma. That's not even Spanish for skin. PL is skin. So no, that's not even Spanish. Okay. The victim contacted Guzmán Garza last year seeking liposuction and was offered the rock bottom rate of $3,000. Guzmán Garza allegedly picked up the woman and drove her to his office the day of surgery. Okay, you know what? This woman's stupid. During the procedure, he smoked a cigar and had the woman hold the IV bag. She was conscious under local anesthesia. A few days later, the doctor showed up at her home with 6 pounds of fat, saying he needed a place to dispose of the material. He allegedly flushed it down the toilet. And she still doesn't think something's odd. It wasn't until the liposuction patient's abdomen became infected that she saw a real doctor and realized Guzmán Garza was a fraud. Really? She had to have known. Come on. She price shopped. Please. Please. I mean, my gosh. All right. He's being held on $750,000 bail on charges of practicing medicine without a license, assault with force, most likely to cause great bodily harm, battery causing seriously bodily harm, false impersonation, identity theft, and grand theft. Identity theft. Again, yeah, pretend to be a doctor, faces up to 12 years. Good. Oh, okay, quickly, Motrin caplets. Okay, there are batches of Motrin caplets who, if they are close to their expiration, may not dissolve as quickly as intended. All right? So this is Johnson & Johnson's Motrin. Apparently, there's not a consumer-level recall, but there is, from what I understand, a recall of Motrin-coated caplets. Of course, you could go to the Johnson & Johnson's the website. They say no safety concern, no one's getting hurt. But for those of us that have a migraine or PMS, we want that to work. And then finally, those of us that are so ADD they can't even take a leak without being entertained, there are going to be more and more video games in your public urinal. All right, there is a product that fills the gap between your being bored and when nature calls. It's a urinal-mounted, urine-controlled games. It's a hands-free video, right? I guess you pee. We've talked about this. We've talked about how you aim with these games, right? My problem is they're doing it so people, you know, aren't bored. Honestly, what kind of a society are we raising if nobody can go and take a pee? Right, without being entertained. We really have to entertain you when you pee, really? All right, guys. Great show today. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and have a wonderful rest of the day. This is Dr. Dahlia signing out.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.